Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, April 27th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-Boy.
Stocks are down this week, though, because of that bank news that we told you about yesterday.
First Republic Bank. Jack, what might First Republic Bank need right now?
People keep withdrawing money from that bank. That bank may need a government bailout.
Yetis, we will keep you updated on the First Republic Bank situation. In the meantime, Jack, what's our first story for the pod?
Earlier this week, we told you that a shocking 2 out of 3 acquisitions failed.
So Jack and I found the one acquisition that succeeded. And Jack, what is that acquisition?
InSinkErator.
It's InSinkErator.
For our second story, Chipotle stock jumped 13% yesterday because it's officially burrito season.
And when you order extra guac, you're paying an extra extra for the extra guac.
And our third and final story is Microsoft. Their biggest deal ever just got blocked by the Brits.
This is the biggest drama in the video game industry since the cheat code.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A.
If you know, you know.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Just a fantastic mix. I love this mix for the new Friday.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, so we have an important and great message for you.
And here's the message. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Eat more ice cream.
A new study suggests that eating ice cream may be good for your health.
Okay, Yeti, stick your face in whatever pint you got in the freezer. A cone a day keeps the doctor away.
According to a new study from Harvard University, yeah, that Harvard, there is a mysterious health benefit that they're finding when people eat more ice cream.
Here are the results. Apparently, diabetics who ate half a cup of ice cream every single day ended up with fewer heart problems.
We repeat, according to a Harvard University medical study, ice cream may help your heart.
Okay, Jack, who funded this study? Was it Ben or was it Jerry?
Forget keto, Yetis. I'm doing cookie dough diet.
Juice cleanse. Sign us up for the gelato cleanse.
Now, Nick, I'm no medical doctor.
No, you're not, technically.
But I can tell you that ice cream makes me happy.
Yes, and happiness comes from the heart.
Ipso facto, this study's just basic anatomy.
Jack, are we talking about the Haagen-Dazs diet here?
You want more scientific proof that ice cream's good for your heart?
Jack, can you drop a cherry on top for us over there?
According to a Tufts University study, ice cream is better for you than many cereals are.
What we're saying is that cookie dough beats, what'd you say, Jack?
Cookie dough beats cookie crisp.
There we go. Yetis, the average American devours 23 pounds of ice cream every single year.
But based on this science, maybe it should be 24 pounds.
I scream, you scream, we all scream.
For prescription ice cream.
It's the Dairy Queen diet. Jack, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick. That's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Whirlpool is the proud new owner of InSinkErator.
And early data shows that InSinkErator is among the one out of three acquisitions that doesn't fail.
Jack, can we talk about the all-star lineup of appliances in a home? There is a lineup here.
Refrigerators, dishwashers, and laundry machines, when those were invented, they were like literally game changers.
They turned your home into a machine, literally life-changing. But Yetis, honestly, you haven't lived unless you've had an InSinkErator.
The InSinkErator. It was invented in 1927, and it dominates the market for U.S. garbage disposals.
Get this, 70% of garbage disposals in America? Yeah, they're InSinkErators.
This is a machine that sits in the bottom of the drain in your sink, and it's got a 3/4 horsepower motor, and then a bunch of really sharp, scary teeth that grind the hell out of whatever comes down there.
You maybe haven't seen the InSinkErator, but you have heard the InSinkErator. It's like a Boeing plane got stuck in your pipes. You feel like you should call someone.
And for nearly 100 years, this made in USA InSinkErator is the gold standard for eating up your table scraps and shooting it down the drain.
You can play the InSinkErator challenge. Try to stick a cheesesteak down there. It'll take it. It'll do it.
Oh, for sure. It'll do just about anything.
But funny thing, Jack and I should mention since we jumped in T-Boy style to this one.
So I was talking to Nick about the InSinkErator before the story. I've had one since childhood. Nick didn't have one, and he wasn't even aware of what they were because they were banned in New York City until 1997.
Jack, I did not see my first InSinkErator until I was 18. I heard this. I was like, what was that? I was like, I thought we should call the police. And they're like, no, that's the drain. I don't think so, man.
They're like, that's not how a drain sounds.
It sounds like someone's dying in there. I'm calling SOS.
We still haven't figured out why they were banned in New York City. Was it a mob thing? A mafia thing?
You know, potentially it was because someone could stick a hand down there if they didn't like somebody, but
Gabagool.
The Gabagool. But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Last year, InSinkErator was acquired by Whirlpool for $3 billion. That one lift.
And now with their latest earnings report, we have some results on how that's going.
Yes, we do. Whirlpool Appliances just announced yesterday that it has successfully integrated the InSinkErator into its appliance empire.
Now, Yetis, 70% of garbage disposals are InSinkErators. And most InSinkErator owners replace their InSinkErator when it gets old.
Okay, and that is where Whirlpool's acquisition strategy is coming in, isn't it, Jack?
It's the art of the cross-sell.
It's the art of the cross-sell. For example, now when an InSinkErator technician comes to your home to replace that InSinkErator, they're going to offer you a Whirlpool, maybe a dishwasher while they're there.
And when a Whirlpool technician comes in to fix your fridge, they're going to offer you an InSinkErator for that sink right over there.
And that is why Whirlpool dropped $3 billion on that InSinkErator monopoly.
It's a tool in their cross-selling arsenal.
So Jack, can you please warn everyone in the household before you turn on an InSinkErator and whip up the takeaways for us over there?
The dirty little secret of doing deals is that 2/3 of acquisitions are failures.
Okay, Yetis, that may sound familiar because earlier this week, we did that takeaway. We told you that Coca-Cola and Body Armor are an example of 2 out of 3 deals failing.
Coca-Cola admitted that their acquisition of Body Armor Sports Drink was not working so far.
But here's what Jack and I are thinking. If 2 out of 3 acquisition deals are a failure, then 1 out of 3 are a success.
And it looks like InSinkErator is one of those successes.
Now, Yetis, the way an acquisition is successful is through synergies, either a cost synergy or a revenue synergy.
A revenue synergy is when 1 + 1 = 3, when the sum is greater than the two parts.
A revenue synergy means you generate more combined money together than you do if you were separate.
InSinkErator and Whirlpool, they now share customers and can sell more to them overall.
And that revenue synergy is why InSinkErator's acquisition actually succeeded. For our second story, Chipotle's stock jumped 13% yesterday because guac has never been more extra.
It's thanks to a new thing that we're calling Loveflation.
Loveflation. But Jack, before we kick off, I forgot, I gotta wish you happy burrito season, my friend.
Burrito season, it's a real thing. According to Chipotle, the warm weather and longer days make people crave their tacos.
Yetis, when the temps start popping, the fajitas start folding.
And Chipotle's management referenced burrito season 3 times yesterday on their earnings call.
Apparently March, April, and May. That is peak selling time over at Chipotle for burritos.
Because nothing pairs with good weather like a wet and cheesy burrito.
Yeah, sun's out, beans out. Had to tell you roll, Yetis. But yesterday, Chipotle stock jumped 13% to an all-time high after reporting earnings.
It is peak burrito season, and the stock just peaked for Chipotle. It is over $2,000 a share.
Chipotle is up 50% this year.
It is an absolute standout achiever in the stock market so far.
But Yetis, Jack and I should point out something here. There is a sneaky secret going on behind everything at Chipotle right now.
I know you don't usually check your receipts at Chipotle, but you should check your latest receipt from Chipotle.
You should check that receipt because it turns out Chipotle has raised prices across the menu by 10% since last year.
That is 2 times the rate of inflation.
We repeat, the average burrito is up from $9 to $11 from 2 years ago.
10%? That's not a cute little cilantro-sized price increase now.
No, it is not.
That is a braised beef-sized wallet smack.
And you know what? Honestly, Jack, that's not even the worst part. Should we tell them the worst part?
Chipotle admitted. Nay, they confessed that avocado prices have actually fallen in the past year because there's too many avocados in the market.
So you think Chipotle would look at its loyal customers and say, hey, the avocado prices are down, let's make the price of guacamole lower.
You'd think maybe they would lower the price of guac. You'd think wrong.
Yeah, because apparently guac over Chipotle is still extra. It's always going to be extra.
And we still haven't even told you the best part for Chipotle. They raised prices by 10% last year, and the number of customers rose by 4%.
They were like, you know, guac is extra, extra. And you're like, yeah, I know. Sign me up for two.
It caused more people to come into the store. Not less, more.
So what is going on, Jack? What is the takeaway for our buddies over at Chipotle?
We're calling it Loveflation. When you love a specific product so much, you keep paying more for it.
Besties, back in January, Jack and I told you about consumers pushing back on high inflation prices. We won't take it anymore.
We called it the Pantene shampoo price pushback.
Yeah, inflation ended up slowing because Americans started saying no to price increases.
But now we have evidence that you're still saying yes for specific brands.
For example, Nestle just raised the price of Kit Kats by 10%.
Which is the same price hike as Chipotle.
And you keep paying for Kit Kats.
Pepsi just announced they raised prices a shocking 16% across the board.
That's a lot.
And just about everybody kept paying.
Okay, so we're saying no and we're pushing back on price hikes for most things.
But we're not pushing back on price hikes for brands that we love.
That is Loveflation. And Chipotle is taking full advantage of it. For our third and final story, Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever, it was going to be just huge, just got blocked.
Why? Ironically, it's Call of Duty. That's why.
Jack, let's jump in T-boy style here. How much money did Americans spend on video games last year?
We spent collectively $57 billion on video games.
Well, Jack, 1 year ago, Microsoft said it was going to spend how much money on video games?
More than all of Americans combined. Microsoft was going to spend $75 billion on one video game company.
$75 billion. The whole world was going to have to play video games over at Bill Gates' house, Jack.
And pay him for it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if he like hands out muffins or treats when you're playing.
BYO keyboard. And here's why. Microsoft was splurging $75 billion in its biggest acquisition ever for Activision Blizzard.
Activision Blizzard. This is the company behind, you could probably call it the Hall of Fame of video games.
They own World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, Overwatch, Diablo, Candy Crush, and dozens of other video games.
The only thing they don't own is Mario Kart.
Right, Mario Kart's part of Nintendo.
And the reason Microsoft wanted to do this huge deal, because Microsoft already owns the hardware.
Xbox.
But now they would own all the content too.
The video games themselves. And that would be a powerful combination.
So everyone's getting ready for the biggest Microsoft deal ever, and then boom, we get a surprise yesterday.
The Brits are trying to kibosh the deal.
Yes, they are.
They're yanking the power cord right out of that Xbox in the middle of the game I was playing.
That's the worst. Besties, here's what went down. Britain's competition regulator announced yesterday it is blocking that biggest deal in Microsoft history.
His Majesty's government said that Xbox cannot buy all of these Xbox games.
But we should point out, England doesn't rule the world anymore. This isn't 1775.
So Microsoft could ignore Britain and buy the company anyway.
But here's the problem now. If Microsoft goes ahead with this deal, then they aren't going to be allowed to do business in the United Kingdom.
That's why experts think this deal is dead.
Now, here's the funny thing about the whole situation. Microsoft investors, what did they think about this, Jack?
They were relieved. Apparently, they think $75 billion was way too much for them to be buying on video games.
In fact, Microsoft stock jumped 8% yesterday on news that Britain is blocking their video game deal.
But the stock of the other company, Activision Blizzard, it fell 12%, and their CEO was hurling angry insults at England yesterday.
We're not kidding. The CEO of the video game company, he said some weird things.
He accused Britain of being anti-business and said, "You're not Silicon Valley, you're Death Valley."
It was bizarre. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Microsoft?
Every company has a Call of Duty, including Microsoft.
Yetis, here's the reason the Brits gave for blocking Microsoft's merger. It was Microsoft's Call of Duty.
We're not talking about the famous video game Call of Duty, which Microsoft was trying to buy.
We're talking about this Call of Duty. The Brits say that Microsoft has a duty, a Call of Duty to innovate in video games.
The Brits fear that if Microsoft owns both Xbox and Xbox's best video games, then Microsoft will stop innovating.
The Brits worry that Microsoft will just sit back, relax, enjoy monopoly video game profits, and stop innovating.
So ironically, the Brits won't let Microsoft do this Call of Duty deal because of their own Call of Duty.
Microsoft's Call of Duty to innovate. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
InSinkErator. Oh, watch out. There's a fork in there. InSinkErator has been successfully integrated into Whirlpool.
You can't scare me like that, man. I'm new to this thing. Yeti's 2 out of 3 acquisitions fail, but InSinkErator is the one successful one.
For our second story, Chipotle raised prices by 10% over the past year and enjoyed more customers in the store, not less.
Yeah, you know why? It's because of loveflation. You love a specific product so much, you just keep paying more for it.
And our third and final story is Microsoft. Their $75 billion deal to acquire Activision Blizzard looks to be over.
Because Microsoft has a Call of Duty to innovate. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Ariel Frias from lovely South Florida. And honestly, we did not see this coming. Totally would have gotten this wrong.
When you think of oil production, what state do you think of?
Hey, you're thinking Texas. Classic, right?
I drink your milkshake.
It's the number one state in America for producing oil.
But guess what's number two?
It's not what you think.
I don't know what you think, but it's New Mexico.
It's New Mexico, a state that produces a shocking amount of oil. It's number two in America.
New Mexico has been booming in its fossil fuel production. In fact, New Mexico, it may have a one-up on Old Mexico.
Turns out New Mexico produces more oil as of last year than regular Mexico.
Did you say regular Mexico?
Sorry, that's so... By the way, by regular Mexico, I'm of course referring to the country of Mexico, the old Mexico.
The Republic of Mexico, I think is what it's called.
Yes, New Mexico, the state, produces more oil than the country of Mexico. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if you haven't yet, the best way you can help grow this show, tell your buddies at work today, HYHTBOY.
It means have you had the best one yet? And then tell them all about the show.
If you know, you know.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
And
And before we go, a shout out to legendary Yeti Carolyn Castillo, who is on an airplane right now on her way to visit her favorite daughter in Seattle.
And congratulations to Emily and Kai, celebrating their 2-year anniversary after meeting on Hinge in Century City.
And Taylor and Becca Vogan are enjoying a not too shabby 11-year anniversary down in Mesa, Arizona.
And Tiffany, happy 18 years together over in Saginaw, Michigan.
And a happy birthday to Javier Ortiz, originally from Bogota, Colombia, but T-boying here in the United States.
Happy birthday to Nathan Schneider in Wichita Falls, Texas.
And Dorina Sweeney, enjoy that birthday over in Denver, Colorado.
Happy birthday to Jewel Chang in Alhambra, California.
And Sarah Coffey, happy 26th birthday over in Raleigh, North Kakalaki, North Carolina.
And happy birthday to Matt Levetsky, who's about to win Dad of the Year Award.
He is celebrating his birthday while giving his baby a bottle over in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Chipotle.
More oil as of last year than regular Mexico.
Than all of Mexico. Yeah.
Sorry, that sounds so than original Ray's Mexico. Famous Ray's New Mexico? No, original Ray's.
Did you say regular Mexico?
Yes, regular. Oh, let's just keep it in.
Yeah, maybe we should. I think we should keep it in. Okay.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.